When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hear ye, hear ye, I have a decree ye. Welcome, young lads, fair maidens, and non-binary jesters, to ye old village of Judge. I am Sir Josh the Unfunny.
I am Lady...
Rickard.
Rick. I am Lady Rick.
And I'm Sir Pishgin.
Lady of the Rick is kind of funny. Kind
of Lady of the Rick?
Kind of like Lady of the Lake.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're Lady of the... And we are...
Ye Judgies.
Back in medievaler than ever.
Ever.
That's right. That was... I've been growing my beard out just for medieval times.
Me too.
Me too.
Nice. Very good joke.
Cool. Josh, I don't want to derail us too early into the podcast. You forgot the light.
They didn't have lights in medieval times.
You're right.
How
you forgot
that?
The light, the lantern. The beacon.
What is this sorcery?
Two if by sea. Is that the right era of time?
Right area. I don't know about era.
Area?
Yeah.
There were knights in... Okay.
Shining armor.
That's what the Knights of Columbus were.
Ah, yeah.
They came with Christopher. Mm-hmm. I made this joke on Fridge Pod. I can't recycle jokes. We're dressed up in medieval garb, but you can't hear it on our voices for audio listeners. And that's because we're going to medieval times tomorrow. For Christian's... for Christian's 30th turd day. His 30th name day.
My 30th turd of the day.
Doth thou feel old?
I don't want to talk about it. Doff don't want to talk about it.
Because it's Christian's 30th name day, we of course have presents.
Ooh.
For him. I guess I should say his name day is on the 19th.
The 19th.
So it has passed, but let me give you mine first, Christian.
Oh my God, you guys both got me presents?
Now this is a Huh?
This isn't from me.
No, it's not. But
oh,
this is, I recommended these, I believe, on pod. Maybe it was off pod. But I bought you Dickies. Socks.
Oh, he's got me the Dickies.
Because I told you that they were really good, and I doubt you went and actually got them.
That's correct.
I love good socks.
So there's some freaking socks. They're very nice. I think I'm still wearing my Hanes, but they're better than the Hanes.
Okay.
Dickies, sponsor us.
Okay.
Okay, please. Ricky.
Little Ricky Dicky action. But we also got a present from one of our loyal listeners. Two of our loyal listeners. That Erica went out above and beyond.
They wouldn't be here in time.
Yes.
So I helped him out.
Is it a cutting board?
Yes. I can't believe you would do this to me.
Crazy. It's one giant.
Christian is notorious for guessing gifts before he opens them. Yeah. And it really pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'm good at it.
He is good at it. That's the sad part.
Oh, it's... an empty picture frame.
A beautiful frame, by the way.
Isn't it great?
Wow, that's really nice.
It was 50% off, so, you know, I had to get it.
I really like that.
Oh, my God.
Lord Christian Roger Kleckner.
Ah!
He has now been lauded. He's been lauded before, and now he is lauded. That is a registration deed for... And Lady Ricky. Erica Kleckner. Look at that. Of course, this was from... I guess Stacy was the one who messaged me. I assume it's both of them.
We'll say it's both of them. Sal and Stacy, you knocked it out of the park again.
Beautiful.
Once again.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful frame. Much better than anything I would have bought them.
Oh, we know.
I had to go to Hobby Lobby anyway.
It's going to suck when we get drafted to the Sealand Wars.
Yeah.
Doesn't that suck?
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
I hate supporting Hobby Lobby.
Oh, sure. That's a good disclaimer to put in.
I hate them.
I only shop at Hobby Lobby on Sundays.
Nice.
The joke is that, for those that don't know, Hobby Lobby is notoriously closed on Sunday.
Unless you go in the secret back entrance where they do even more evil shit.
That's where they start getting, like, ancient artifacts, facts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact. Did you know they did that? Do you guys remember that news? When they got busted for having, like, ancient, like, Afghanistan, like, art and, like artifacts?
Hobby Lobby had ancient...
Yeah, you never... They had, like, millions of dollars worth of it.
No.
And they're like, hey, you need to give that back to the country of Afghanistan. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they're just like, oopsies, I didn't know I couldn't steal this from them.
It's funny. I wonder how much money that the Hobby Lobby has put, like, towards our senators and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hobby lobbyists really... We don't need to do I know that we're back cool. in the medieval... But we don't just do manual clapping on this podcast. We also podcast on that on this podcast. And what that entails is us going online and finding silly little stories and laughing at them and judging them. And this week it's Christian's turn.
Because it's his birthday.
It's for my birthday.
And your anniversary week.
It is also our anniversary
week. 2-year anniversary.
Three.
3-year anniversary.
You almost got it. Is my hair goofed up? You're looking at me like my hair's goofed up.
I just like want that little there.
Okay, now... Now it's goofed up.
Now I look good. First story of the night coming straight from Am I the Asshole?
I haven't heard that one before.
Am I the asshole for wanting to be paid for babysitting my own daughter?
Yes.
Yes.
My 39 male wife, 34 female, and I live at a suburban house with our daughter, Emily.
Why does it have to be, why do you have to include suburban? Like, I just feel like that's unnecessary information.
He meant white.
Yes. You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Our neighbor next door, 48 male Walter, is a single father with two daughters, 14 and 12. And we've been living here for a little more than 2 years. My wife really likes watching scary movies, but I've never enjoyed them. I get too scared and I end up having a bad time, so I prefer to just avoid them.
Man's got some points.
Did you write this in?
Man's got some points is all I'm saying.
Sounds cowardly to me.
Agreed.
Her friends sometimes go with her to the more popular ones, but she also likes the older indie foreign horror movies, which are extra scary.
She sounds hot.
She has always had a hard time finding people that have this niche interest, and that is why it was such a big deal when we met Walter and found out he also shares this tendency. They very quickly started to make plans to go watch movies together. I was invited to be a part of this, but I ended up refusing, as they're just too spooky for me.
Too scary! I don't want to see Nosferatu!
They would have to try to tone out the sound of me shaking in my boots the whole time.
I don't want to have to read subtitles on a black and white movie.
Nosferatu is very scary.
Is it? It's not.
Naughty Nosferatu.
What's crazy is that that's actually Nosferatu. I didn't realize that in SpongeBob was like actually the Nosferatu guy.
Yeah.
I was just like, what a weird reference for SpongeBob to make.
They probably saw like, oh, this is up in the copyright age or whatever.
And
they're like, we're going to use that shit.
I watched Nosferatu on Halloween this year for the first time.
How was it?
It's fine.
What's your thought on the rat vampire teeth versus modern day vampire teeth?
Less scary, more ridiculous looking.
Okay.
But is that just because you're conditioned with the other type?
They're too big. Maybe if they were smaller... But obviously the allegory of Nosferatu, spoiler, is about, you know, Black Death, yada, yada, yada.
We totally know this because we've also absolutely seen it. Go on.
Well, I've actually gone through it with my time period that I'm from. So,
yeah.
I prefer to just stay at home babysitting Emily and Walter's daughters while they are... in the cinephile reunion.
Is that a big word for you?
Well,
cinephile, I'm so sorry. It's your birthday. I need to.
He doesn't. He's never heard of movies. He's from 1420 AD.
Oh, correct.
I guess my brain processed cinephile, and then it saw reunions afterwards, and I went, "I'm reading this word wrong."
Earlier, before, you couldn't say Sweden, so that makes sense.
Yeah, this is fucked. I don't know. That was off pod, Josh. I don't know why you'd bring this up on the pod. On my birthday pod, nonetheless.
While you guys were working out, because I wasn't a part of that conversation. You never include me in things. Can I have your water, please?
Oh, my. There you go.
Thanks. Your canteen, I mean.
I'm drinking from your water skin!
Your water skin.
Ew. I babysit Emily and Walter's daughters while they're at their cinephile reunions. Sometimes they go to the movie theater, but other times they just stay at Walter's place watching stuff at his home cinema. They usually have to go to another town in order to catch specific function of some weirdo movies, so it's normal for them to come home very late. They eventually started doing stuff outside of watching movies, like going out for dinner.
Fuck
Walter
it.
Invited all of us. Kind of sounds like that. Walter invited all of us, including the kids, to go with him to a restaurant that a friend of his owned. But I said no because it was too expensive for us.
What do you mean? You live in the suburbs.
And I assume if his friend owns it, they'll probably help you out.
Yeah, a little friends and family.
I don't like that kind of... I don't like those kind of places because I feel like they're a waste of money, and I don't think that the kids would enjoy it either.
Okay. So you're saying that your wife has two interests, which is watching scary movies and going out to nice dinners, and you're like, no! Too scary and too money.
Yeah.
Spend it with different person.
I insist that I stay at home with the kids and let the two of them go be themselves. This has become a regular thing, and it is in a good way. And in a way, it's a good deal for me because Walter pays for my wife's dinner, and she can no longer complain about me not taking out to these fancy restaurants. This just feels made up and red flaggy.
And she, like, stopped complaining that I don't make her come during sex anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like she's getting pleasure elsewhere in the relationship.
As both their movie and dinner nights had become so common, I've grown a little tired of the burden of constantly babysitting the girls. I talked to my wife and Walter about it, and he explained that he usually does not like leaving his daughters with babysitters. He says he is really comfortable knowing that I'm there, I'm the one there watching them. By an experienced father instead of some teenage girl. He nevertheless agreed that if it was too much of a load for me and offered to start paying me a standard babysitting fee each time he goes out with my wife.
Beautiful. At this point, it's teetering into prostitution.
Yeah. At this point, I thought that there was a fair approach to the issue, but my wife was fully against it. She says I should not be paid for babysitting my own daughter, nor the daughters of a close friend of our family, like Walter is.
Yeah.
We've been arguing about this, but she insists on the notion, and it is not open to change. She even gets mad every time I talk to her about this now. Walter promised me that he will convince her, but he does not seem to have been able to do that so far. So, am I the asshole?
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, I don't, getting paid to watch Walter's kids at the same time as your kid isn't that asinine.
I guess, but also if Walter's a close friend, like, I wouldn't pay. Well, if a close friend asked me to babysit their children,
yeah,
I would not expect them to pay me.
Right.
Even if it was on a regular basis, like, we are friends, I would consider your kid as part of my family.
And I was going to say, I don't think it's that weird, but to be like, he is already paying you in the sense of, like, he's paying for your wife's food and experiences. That is money that you're not spending there.
Yep.
So in a sense, you already are getting paid, and you're the one who volunteered to do it. So you can just say, I don't want to do this tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go to the movies with my friends that I don't have.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know. It seems like you're hard to deal with, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry to break the news to you.
You gotta open up. Listen, I don't like scary movies. I still go to them because Aurora likes them.
You just watch.
Oh, but when we wanted
fingers.
To watch scary movies with you, we weren't good enough.
No, of course not.
That's fair. Aurora's the best.
That is true. I've seen she won an award for it.
That is true. She did win an award.
Still butthurt about it. No, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, do you want to talk about this next story?
Oh, we're done with that one?
I guess. I mean, it's his birthday. We'll let him do what he wants.
No, we can keep talking about it.
Well, is that what you want to do?
This next story comes to us from...
Are we actually done talking about the last one?
Oh, my God. What do you want to say? What other thoughts do you have on it?
My wife's boyfriend really likes how good I take care of his daughters.
Yeah.
And he's getting me a Switch because I was complaining that I didn't make enough money.
It feels made up because there were so many, like, just, like, red flags. Like, he's banging my wife.
Also, and, like, look, I'm not an adult. But, I mean, I'm not a parent. But, like, Walter's oldest kid was 12. I feel like that's teetering into the age of, like, she can handle the household. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on how mature they are.
Yeah.
Because, like,
well, I mean, they do
I know
live
a couple
in the
of 12-year-olds that absolutely could not be alone.
Yeah.
But I also know a couple 10-year-olds that are perfectly capable of being alone for a few hours.
Yeah. I know a 29, almost 30-year-old that you cannot leave him to his own devices or else he will find the glue and he will eat it.
Yeah. You have to hide, like, shopping bags because sometimes I get my head caught in them. You have to hide
buckets of five gallon buckets of water.
I do accidentally tip into them sometimes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Any small
thing, I'm gonna put it in my mouth.
Right, corners on bookshelves.
Yeah,
electrical outlets.
A lot of boo boos. Well, if they don't want you to put a fork in it, why would they make it the distance of a fork to fit in there?
Yeah,
you know.
And like the doorknobs are so easy to open. I gotta have something on it or make it harder. Otherwise, I'm just gonna go around opening doors.
Also, cleaning solutions. Why are they the cool colors? Yeah. Why are they gonna make it look like blue raspberry if it's gonna kill me?
Yeah,
I say that's on Windex's side. Okay, it shouldn't be on me to not drink it.
And this is just me. I think stove knobs shouldn't be easy to just turn.
Yeah,
it shouldn't just be turn. Hey, now the root of the house is filling up with gas.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
It should be like I don't know. I have to hold down a button somewhere else. It's a sort of a two-key, like, nuclear code type beat.
I do think it needs to be at least to that level. It could probably be a little more secure than a nuclear a nuclear code situation.
I need a two-factor authentication on my stovetop.
I need to do two keys and I have to use a foot switch if I really want to use a stove.
3 points of contact.
Yeah, I think that's... Oh, why now would you... we're ready to talk about the next
story.
Why
would you wear a watch on your right wrist? You're right-handed.
So sinister. Yeah.
Huh?
I know. It just feels better on my right wrist.
You wear a watch on your right wrist?
Yeah.
Oh, freak.
Get her, folks. This is who you stan?
She must be a witch.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Cool. Oh, wait. I forget that was on the board. This next story comes from Huge Piss Baby.
Are we done talking?
Joshua from r/offmychest.
Is this the one that I sent you?
Yeah.
This has been everywhere. We've been sent in a million times. It's also just very funny. So,
I broke up with my boyfriend over the Tubi Super Bowl commercial.
Mm. I haven't read this. It got sent to me, and I only read the title, but I haven't read the story, so I'm excited.
A million times we've been sent this.
That's what they said, too. They're like, I'm pretty sure people have sent this to you already, but...
I, 23 Sorry, female, on. Broke up with my boyfriend, 25 male, over the reaction he had to me... over a commercial. For those of you who are unaware, during the Super Bowl commercials, Tubi, a streaming app, played a prank where they made it look like someone was changing the TV over to their app.
I just realized something. This was a fucking ad for Tubi. This Reddit post.
Oh my God. Tubi
is double dipping on ad revenue.
Bro, they got four-digit IQ.
There's no way this isn't like a Tubi like employee making a throwaway Reddit account to farm fucking free advertising. We are not sponsored by Tubi. Let me be clear. Tubi is dog shit. We will never be sponsored by Tubi. Unless.
Unless. The commercial made it look like somebody was changing the TV over to their app. I'm sure that in many households it caused chaos and was a funny event, but not in mine. My boyfriend thought that I was the one changing the channel and began to scream at me violently. Calling me things that I don't even want to write down. Bozo. Even as I told him it was a commercial, he ignored me and kept blowing up at me and punched a hole in our living room wall. Yeah. So.
Mm-mm.
He eventually realized what had happened and awkwardly apologized, but I was so disgusted over his reaction to a 15-second commercial. I feel like
it might even be shorter than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
It was legit like 10 seconds.
Where the heck did that come from?
Stomach.
Oh.
Better out than in, I always say.
Nice. Shrek ref. Great Shrek ref.
I feel like if you can't keep your anger in check and get that violent over something so small, I don't want to be around for it.
That absolutely. Is absolutely correct.
We've been together for over a year, living together for the last 2 months. And I've known him to get angry at things sometimes, but this really took me off guard. And I can't forget how unsafe I felt around him during this. In the morning, I took some of my things and I'm now staying at my parents' house. I left him a note telling him how I felt and that I didn't think we were going to work out long term. He's been messaging me and calling me repeatedly. My parents told me that I'm overreacting since he had a bit to drink and the Super Bowl gets everyone riled up.
That makes it even worse.
But I don't feel that I am. I don't think it's normal to be that angry.
It's not.
And what if he's an Eagles fan, though?
I don't give a shit what kind of fan you are. You could be a ceiling fan. You cannot treat people like that.
I got yelled at last week for using the soundboard too much, so sorry I'm doing a little bit of in-person soundboarding.
This is a very real thing. Obviously, there's like reports that like domestic violence increases after like major sporting events and stuff. Because men don't know how to handle their emotions. But Jesus Christ, if you're with somebody and they punch a hole in drywall, you need to leave.
Yeah.
There is no saving that relationship.
Yeah.
That is, they need therapy. They need to be helped, and you should not be a part of that healing process. You need to get out before something bad happens.
Correct.
Because that is not healthy. It's not okay.
Correct. And if they're going to punch drywall, even if they've had one drink or no drinks at all, it doesn't matter. If they're going to punch drywall, they're going to punch you.
Yeah. Well, because you kind of look like drywall. I'm going to be honest. Get some sun.
Damn.
Unless you have albinism, which in which case, don't get sun.
Joshua.
Yeah.
It's fucking February. The sun is nowhere to be found.
There's still UV rays.
For months.
It's out almost every day.
Also, it's fucking cold outside.
Not That's everywhere.
True. Yeah, you are right about that one, Joshua.
It's 70 degrees in sunny, sunny Los Angeles, California.
He is right about that.
I am
you,
right
can't
about it.
You can't argue that he's that not right about that. You know, I just saw today on Twitter that.
On Twitter that, yeah.
I'm feeling a little disrespected.
Little,
on his birthday.
Yeah. Name day, of course.
On his name day.
What'd you see on Twitter?
I saw someone tweet that how funny they think it is. I'm going to lose it.
I'm not even saying anything.
I'm just going to ignore you. How funny it is that men pick like their favorite sports team at like 11 and then they just have to ride that out for their entire lives. So like,
yeah,
it's funny to imagine this guy is like,
he just happened to pick the Chiefs or the Eagles.
Yeah. And he doesn't even live there.
Well, and like, to be fair, I think I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I have stats on it, but it's definitely, it's had to have increased since sports betting has become legalized and like mainstream. Because even if you're not a Chiefs or an Eagles fan, you could put a lot of money on it.
Now you got a lot of action on it.
And you're trying to hit a parlay, and you're trying to see if, you know, Harrison Butker is going to hit over 4.5 points. And fucking Rebecca starts changing on Tubi over to go watch fucking what? Princess Diaries
Nothing.
2? The worst Princess Diaries? It's the worst. You can't say it's not the worst.
And there's not
Princess
even
Diaries.
Male cheerleaders in it. It's a callback to the Bring It On one where I said there's no male cheerleaders in the first one, and then I got just absolutely lambasted by the audience.
So it's got to have increased because of that, because people are putting monetary stakes on it as well.
I do believe that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That feels right. Even if you're completely wrong.
Yeah, it feels
right. In my heart of hearts, that feels right. We do have a little update here.
Wonderful.
Oh, love an update.
Now, she has broken up with him at this point.
I've had some time to reflect on the situation, and I'm really unsure on how to feel. I spoke with him over the phone, and he's told me that he's deeply sorry, and he regrets ever reacting that way. He promised me that he'll go to anger management classes to deal with his anger. I spent the last year of my life with him, and we've lived together. and I really do love him. I'm finding it hard to just throw all that away. I've read the comments, and the general consensus is that I should leave him. I know this sounds cliche, but outside of the anger burst, he really is a great boyfriend.
The fact that anger burst is plural is should be enough.
Yeah. He makes me laugh. We get along great, other than when he's really angry.
He makes me laugh, smile, cowl in fear, afraid for my life. We get along.
Cowl or cower?
I went for a more medieval cowl, like a hat type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
You've never cowled in fear when you have to put on a little hat thing when you're just a little spooked?
You know what? I have.
You watch a scary movie.
Yep, and you just gotta like make yourself small and hidden. Yeah. Yeah, I totally have. You're right, Joshua. I'm sorry for questioning you.
That's true. We just have a lot in common, and he gets on well with my family.
Of course.
When he does get angry, he's never physically abusive and would never lay a hand on
me. Until he is, and until he does.
Also, the never physically abusive almost implies that he is verbally abusive. Yeah. Which is bad as well.
For context, he grew up in a very abusive household, and he has a lot of trauma surrounding it. And it's affected his behavior and his reaction to things. And just normal situations in general.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sounds like something he should work on and you shouldn't be a part of.
Yeah, it's not your job to work on it.
Do I give him a second chance?
No.
Or is more trouble than it's worth?
It's more trouble than it's worth.
I really don't know what to do here.
Here's what should be done as an expert in these things.
Right.
This is an advice podcast this week. Have him commit to therapy, anger management, whatever he called it. But do that from a distance and then see after like 6 months, has there been healing? Has there been growth? You know what I mean? But as of right now, you can't just take his word for it that he'll get better because there's no proof that that's going to happen there. I mean, fuck, there's action happening next week when Tiger Woods just got on the fucking links. You know, maybe you put a couple fucking dollars down on that. Now you're another piece of drywall.
If that red polo doesn't fucking come through, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah.
I just feel like you should not
go
distance. Back to him. That's a terrible idea. And you might think that a year is a long time.
It's not.
It's not.
Especially when they're so young.
How old were they?
I don't think they said.
I think they said 20s.
Yeah.
23 and 25.
Yeah, you got your whole life.
A year is
nothing. Especially,
it's nothing.
I mean, and the moving in phase is such an important part. And if you've been with him for 2 months and he's already shown this, that's still in your you get that new honeymoon phase where you're trying not to step on each other's toes. Yeah. And he's still already I am punching walls and being angry. Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's very bad.
I just don't think it's going to get better from here. Right. I feel like it's going to keep getting worse until you're the one that's in front of the drywall.
Or he starts winning bets more.
Yeah, he could start winning bets more.
We don't know that he's gambling.
And we have one final update.
I've bought it on the clapping.
I never said I was taking them back. To summarize, he called me and apologized about the situation. He said he deeply regretted what happened and told me that he was willing to take anger management classes.
Most abusers say those things to get you back.
Yeah.
He was willing to do this to fix our relationship. Given his history of growing up in an abusive household.
It's not an excuse.
And how things have gone up until this event, he's been a good boyfriend and helped me through a lot. I told him that I would consider a future together if he proved to me first that he was capable of changing and stuck with the therapy. But until those conditions were met, I would be distancing myself from him.
Good.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
However,
nope.
None of that matters anymore because he ended up seeing this post and started insulting me over text.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
I tried to keep it anonymous, and I knew that he doesn't use Reddit, but apparently this post has made its way onto other platforms. After his rage-induced text assault, he
other
apologized
platforms?
Again.
Like Tubi.
How? How dare other platforms take a story posted on Reddit and share it and comment on it and make
it
their own thing?
Such lazy content creation. I mean, maybe just make up your own shit.
Fuck.
Fuck. That's what the Circle Jerks is all about. And in this week's We got Circle something. Church. Oh, whoa. We got something very special coming up after the break. But first, let's get back into this story.
After his rage-induced text assault, he apologized again and said that he didn't mean any of it. It's safe to say we're officially done for good. Good.
Thank you. Yes.
I was hoping for part of the update to say that he's a cop and just like really.
I think you read between the lines.
He's a gambling cop. The boys back at the force said
we
that.
We don't know that he's gambling.
We don't know that he's a cop either, but we can read through the lines.
That's fair.
If he's watching football and he gets angry, he's a cop and he's gambling about it. End of fucking story.
It's unfortunately that is end of story. Kind of like it's the end of this half of the podcast.
Okay, bye.
Fuck, I should have said hear ye, hear she, and hear non-binary.
Do you want to record it again?
No. I thought decreary was funny.
Can I also say that I don't like that you referred to the non-binaries as the jesters?
Oh, they're going to love it. Non-binary folk are all canonically jesters of
they're
a sort.
They're goofballs. Yeah.
All non-binary folk are a little silly-coated.
Okay.
Sort of like how Christian sometimes identifies as silly goofy.
I do.
As the chief goofball officer of
that's
judges.
True.
He sometimes
CGO.
Yeah. His pronouns are hee-hee. Welcome back to this side of the podcast.
There's no way you just made that up, right?
No, it's a joke from, I can't remember his name, but he's like the big comedian who has a stutter. And he says that his joke is like, I can't, as a man with a stutter, my pronouns have to be hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. I'm like, that's the joke. Okay, here I am.
Welcome back.
I can't remember his name.
Circle Jerk.
I saw him live. He actually opened for Bo Burnham in Chicago when I saw him.
Oh.
Way back when, in like 2013. We have a special Circle Jerk. This is one of those things that I've been doing personally for probably close to a decade, if not more. I've always seen this as an avenue of funny content, and I don't know why it took me this long to be like, that would make a good thing. I already showed some of them to my gracious co-host over here, and that is...
Right, when you guys hang out without me.
We were literally hanging out with you.
I was at the bar.
Bar Louie? Fuck, we can't say that.
Bar None?
Wait, it's not called Bar Louie. Fuck, okay, we're all good. I don't know why I thought that bar was called Bar Louie.
Bar None.
King Louie, that's why. Anywho... One of my favorite pastimes is like going to a music video on YouTube for an oldish song. Typically somewhere between the years 2000 and 2010 is where you get the really good ones. And seeing the most insane comments.
Very unhinged.
With like way too many upvotes. Typically it's about somebody dying. And it's so no matter what the topic of the song is, it's like my dead son. And then here's his full name. Loved this song. And it's a special kind of like cringe to me where it's like, why are you posting that in a public forum? Nobody,
you're just bringing everybody down.
Nobody wants to go watch Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba's music video. Oh, maybe I'll scroll on down to the YouTube comments. And the number one is like, Timothy Roger Jean Klecknerd loved this thing and now he's dead about it. And it's like, I mean, I guess he didn't get back up again. You know what I mean? So... Here are some comments that I found. The first one is on the phrase, you found me. So we all know it's lost and insecure. You found me. Okay.
Just taking me back to like, I don't know.
Back to when old Timothy Roger Jean Klecknerd died.
It's like 2006 and we're at the swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's just... blasted on those fucking speakers and went
absolutely crushing a dive
right as you're about to jump off the deep end.
This is from Sunshine in the Bedroom. All of my days were spent by the telephone. Damn. I don't care who reads this. Like and comment if you never got over your first heartbreak. I still cry to this day at times hearing songs like this. Doesn't matter how many people you meet after that. or if you get married, have kids, get divorced, and get married again. That first teenage slash young adult heartbreak is the one you never forget.
What is the point in saying like and comment on a YouTube comment? Like, it's different when you're the creator of the post that, right. like, you're driving up engagement.
Right.
Sure. But when it's a comment.
That's so.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense because you gain nothing from it.
You gain nothing.
No. Other than being able to be like, look, dude, I got a comment with 4.9K likes on YouTube on
that is
the phrase
huge,
you found me.
And even that is like, cool.
I have to tell you, if I.
Yeah. We don't need to.
If I.
If I'm sorry. It's your birthday. Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Wait.
If I commented something and I got 4.9K likes on my comment on YouTube,
yeah.
I would kind of be popping off.
Would you screenshot it, print that out, and put it in like a nice frame?
No, but I would share it in like a group chat.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Which is like the 2023 version of printing it out, putting it in a frame.
Yeah.
So that's a good like. You make a good point, Eric, where it's like most of these are like fake or like literally just trying to grab likes. And it's so strange to me.
But you're, like, why?
I don't know.
Because
people are empty inside.
Because Sunflower64 is going to live forever now. What was their username?
Sunshine in the Bedroom.
I was so fucking close.
And Moonshine on the Streets.
Cool.
I thought that deserved applause.
Thank you.
I couldn't reach.
Acoustic applause. Thank you. All right, next one. Uncle Crackers Follow Me, which of course is follow me and everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night.
And if you follow me, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Okay. So there were multiple comments on this video about like people doing heroin and getting addicted to it.
I was about to be a dick and be like, obviously, it's a very huge song, Josh.
There were multiple comments. No, but it's like, this song isn't about, and like people being like, I found this song and it helped me get through an addiction, which is great for you. Mm-hmm. That song isn't about being addicted to a substance.
I don't think so.
Very strange.
You're supposed to read between the lines, Josh.
This one is from Carrie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Mitchell.
Mm.
Oh.
2 weeks ago, Uncle Cracker came out at a Kenny Chesney concert. The crowd went freaking insane. I got it on video.
Oh, shit.
That crowd came alive for him. It was an incredible feeling, and he was so humbled by it. It gave you all the feels.
So epic.
It was such an epic sauce Kenny Chesney x Uncle Cracker moment.
All the feels, rar.
I also love that, like, she knew that Uncle Cracker was humbled by people enjoying his music. An extremely successful musician.
What do they call Kenny Chesney fans?
Cheeseheads?
No, it's something about a beach. It was on that show we watched. The patient with...
The patient?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Oh. Yeah, I don't remember.
No Shoes Nation?
Yeah.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. 30 Seconds to Mars, The Kill, parentheses, Bury Me.
Great song.
Which, of course, is Jared Leto singing, Come take me down, bury me. We all understand. Mm-hmm. This is from Me Grant's son. Migrant son.
There's something in the water tonight, boys, because none of us can read.
Speak for yourselves. I can read just fine.
This came out around the time my girlfriend, who I loved deeply. You don't even have a sundial. This came out around the time my girlfriend, who I loved deeply and planned on asking to marry me, suddenly broke it off without explanation and left me in a world of pain and confusion that lasted for years. This song reminds me of that hurt, but also the process of healing, and I gained perspective that I def dodged a bullet. To go from, I'm going to marry you, I'm going to propose, to, phew, bullet dodged, is an insane turn to attribute to Jared Leto's 30 Seconds to Mars rendition of The Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Why comment this?
Why comment it? Because it's such a good song. You wouldn't understand, Josh. This is, as a person that doesn't enjoy music, this is what you're not seeming to grasp here. Sometimes songs cause such an emotional response that you have to leave cringy YouTube comments.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, you will never grasp this as somebody that doesn't enjoy music like I do, a true intellectual.
Okay.
Artist.
Would it help if I grasped it with arms wide open under the moonlight by Creed? Christina Gallimore says, this song hits me every time.
She's not wrong about that. That song hits every time.
It literally came on the radio as I left the doctor's office when I found that I was pregnant. Thank you, at Creed, for such an emotional song. Do you think they saw it? My son is grown now, and I couldn't be more prouder of the man he has become.
More prouder, huh?
Even though I had him when I was 17.
My son's grown now. He's a real piece of shit, but I still like this song.
Everyone swore he would become a thug or something because I was so young. My own grandmother said I should abort him or give him up for adoption. Well, he is now a Lance Corporal in the United States Marine Corps, and I couldn't be more proud. Thanks, Creed.
Thanks, Creed. For
contributing to the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Maybe Creed gets canceled now. Hmm?
We're taking Creed down a peg.
Why leave that comment on tag?
Because she's proud of her son. He's a Lance Corporal of the United States Marine Corps.
And tag Creed as if they give a shit.
They do. They commented back. You just didn't even read it. I'm sorry.
Ow.
Sorry, my bracers just kind of are doing their job.
I think bracers, aren't they supposed to protect you, not harm your wife? Scraped a little
bit of
drywall looking skin off.
You guys, please calm down. Think back of the time that you two had a song that you could call, you two could call our song, such as our song is a slam of screen doors, waking up late, tapping on your window, by Taylor Swift. Ryan says on that video, every time I hear this song, I remember driving my ex back in high school, back from a date we had at a park. She fell asleep holding my hand in my favorite purple and black shirt that dropped over her shoulder. She showed me this song 2 days before, and it had always stuck in my head as the greatest memory of mine, even to this day.
Oh, no.
We split, and she found someone great and had two kids, as far as I know. Just like she wanted, heart emoji.
Oh, no.
If you see this and remember, just hold that memory of me, please, with, like, disappointed, like, emoji.
This is so embarrassing.
You read this and you're like, this is still a teenager. And like that, like his ex was 2 years ago, but it's like, she has multiple kids. This has been years.
This is one of those things where this should have been put in a diary and no one should have seen it.
Maybe a Diary of Jane. I don't have one from Diary of Jane, but this last one is a doozy. This one brings the whole bit together.
I really thought with the last one, cause you kept saying you too. I thought you were going to do like a U2 song.
No, I was
the band U2
trying to justify me saying our song instead of your song. Because it was Our Song by Taylor Swift, not your song.
Right. Makes sense.
This last one, 3 Days Grace by Pain by 3 Days Grace.
Mm, classic.
We all know. Pain without love. Pain. I can't get enough. Pain. All right. This is from Justine Garneau. It's not a made-up name.
Justine's not going to say anything embarrassing.
Not Justine. Time. Justine.
Oh.
Non-binary.
Okay.
This band is by far one of the most underrated band, in my opinion.
They are underrated. That's why they're just the hugest alternative rock band ever.
I absolutely adore how these songs are beyond relatable. And also something you could put on full fucking blast while simultaneously singing the song at the top of your lungs.
Hell yeah.
And if that doesn't help release any stress you may have, then it will at least make you feel a little better. Winking emoji, smiling emoji, heart emoji.
Mm-hmm.
If any potential asshole neighbors even attempt to make a noise complaint, be nice and extremely friendly and calmly explain that this song is one of the only things helpful for you to get through one of the most difficult times of your entire fucking life. Parentheses,
even if none of those things are actually true. They don't need to fucking know that, right? Either way, it's absolutely none of their goddamn business. If it isn't even hurting them physically, mentally, or emotionally, then kindly ask them to STFU, please. Smiling emoji.
Raffle.
Even if it is affecting them in a physical way, maybe suggest that they book a flight and get GTFO of Dodge. So get the fuck out of Dodge.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Winking thug out emoji, end parentheses. And another very important detail. Timing of any loud music or partying. Huh?
Nothing.
No, don't worry about it.
Partying always has a, quote, from this time to that time, before it actually does turn into potentially having the cops involved. But, as long as you're playing the music at the by the law within a certain time frame, parentheses, might have to check your laws for when the music must be within a home without bothering neighbors and not being blasted outside, winking emoji, end parentheses.
Does YouTube not have a character limit?
I don't know. This is one character, though, for sure. Just to be sure, I'm confident that everywhere is different. For example.
Oh, my God.
I'm Canadian, and we're allowed to dance the night away until the deadline of 11 p.m., eyes X'd out emoji, which means last fucking call, whether you're still at the club or back at your side chick's place, smirk emoji.
Oh, man.
Parentheses. I actually may be wrong on that one. If anyone knows the correct answer, please teach me with the, like, emoji.
Oh, okay.
Fuck what anyone else thinks. People go through some really awful and life-changing of life event in the matter of literal second. My main moral of this comment are two things.
Oh! How?
One, if you're wanting to jam the fuck out and listen to music that makes you happy and makes you feel better, check the laws in whatever place you're currently living in, just to be sure. And as long as you're studying, obeying the law, and especially if you're in your own fucking home, give her shit, boys and girls. I don't know what they meant to say there. If you have an amazing sound system, I highly recommend that you listen to this absolute gem with the ground rumbling bass that is in this tune. I don't think there's that much bass in Pain by 3 Days Grace.
No, it's a really well produced song.
I forgot that we were even talking about 3 Days Grace.
I was
going to
say,
point.
I don't even remember what song we're talking about.
I'm pretty sure it's a treble heavy tune.
Yeah.
Fuck the world. Fuck the world. They don't care. Mercules. Signed off as Mercules. Lovers, not fighters.
Oh my God, it's so
but
going.
If it ever came right down to it, we've got an endless supply.
And a few more things.
We've got an endless supply of very, very long icicles. And the amazing thing about those extremely sharp stick-like object, instead of using a weapon that would leave evidence all over.
Yeah, I read the Lovely Bones too.
The amazing things about icicles is that once it's used to impale a human body.
Did you? No, but I watched the movie.
They made a Lovely Bones too? The weapon used completely melts, making for one of the most brilliant and untraceable ways to kill someone. I'm not saying any of this because I've done it. I promise. The only reason I know so damn much is because I've been only contemplating it in my head for the past, 15 to 20 years. Not fighters, but if I ever came right down to it, we've got an endless supply of very, very long icicles. And the amazing thing about these extremely sharp stick-like objects, instead of using a weapon that would leave evidence all over, the amazing things about icicles is that once it's used to impale a human body, the weapon used completely melts, making for one of the most brilliant and untraceable ways to kill someone.
Did you start the paragraph over? What happened there?
They typed it twice, exactly the same, but it wasn't them like copying and pasting because there was different spelling errors. And that was on Pain by 3 Days.
I really only have one question, and I feel like it doesn't even matter because it went on for so long. Do we think they do this, or do we think they're one of these and they jam out to Pain by 3 Days Grace?
So rock and roll horns with your hands, or the ASL for I Love You.
You see a lot of boomers. You go to concerts, you see a lot of boomers hit them with the love you hand signed.
Yeah.
They do this when they're jamming out because that's the devil worship. You can't do rock. Right.
What does this mean in ASL?
Nothing. I don't know.
Nothing.
That means I'm fucking rocking out.
I'm pretty sure when in ASL, when you do those and you put it up to your forehead, it is horns.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you are correct.
Bullshit.
Nice.
Sorry. Love to shit.
Can you say that into the mic, though, because nobody heard you?
Love to shit.
Thoughts.
Crickets.
Thoughts on comments on YouTube music videos.
They're insane.
It's a deep well. It's a very deep well.
I do think we will have to be coming back to this at
some point.
It's
so funny to me. It's something that I remember. I just remember watching, like, I don't know what music video it would have been. It was probably a Paramore song in, like, 2012. And seeing a comment on it that was, like, this person with this, like, three paragraph fucking essay. Like, they submitted it for a fucking standardized test about how it was their ex-girlfriend's favorite song and he still thinks about it every day. And it's like, dude, this is, you should not be comment. Get a diary.
Yeah.
Go talk to a therapist. Hayley Williams does not care.
Nor will she read that.
Right. And if you come to a Christian live stream where we're watching cringe, I will say this over and over. Don't use TikTok as a diary either.
Mm-mm.
Everybody can see it. You keep those thoughts inside your head or put them on a piece of paper that no one else can ever find. And if they do, they'll be so embarrassed they burn it for you.
I had a 3 Days Grace t-shirt when mm-hmm. I was... I think, I don't know, whatever, anytime.
Now when you listen to him, did you do this or did you do this? Bull horns or rock horns or love sign again?
Rock horns.
Hell yeah, dude, that's badass.
Anyway, I wore it in front of my grandma and she couldn't read it and she thought it said Three Dogs Face.
Okay.
So.
That's an equally good band name.
Now every time I think about 3 Days Grace, my brain call them Three Dogs Face.
Sure. Are we talking about 1X or...
It was 1X. Yeah.
Great album.
It was. Damn. I saw them in concert. It was
really?
Yeah. Damn. In Rockford.
Really?
Yeah, at the Rockford Speedway. They every year put on a concert called Wingding.
Huh, like the font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before the font.
Before the font. And they always had like big names and it was really a good time.
Hmm. Interesting.
I used to go like every year until
the wing was dung.
Yeah.
You know what else is a good time? Listener submitted sounds.
Christian Roger Kleckner, I have beef with you, sir.
This is
a few months ago, I sent in my listener submitted sound and I signed my name at the bottom. And on episode 130, you played that sound. However, the name that accompanied that sound was not my name, but instead my dead name. You had to read my email address to find that name. But, you know, you could have just looked at the bottom of the email, sir.
Sir, okay.
Anyways, it's Francis. I'm the bitch from the murder grandma story. Don't get it wrong again. Her blood runs through my veins.
Can I say Francis sounds like an absolute jester?
They do sound like they're silly goofy. I do have to say, Francis, maybe you don't use Gmail on your phone. But your email that has your dead name in it in bright white font. Your name that you go by at the bottom of the email in gray on top of a gray background. Mm. So I don't want to show the screen, but do you see how I missed it?
No. I would have.
Erica would never dead name someone.
Erica's a piece of shit.
I would never dead name someone.
You're supposed to have my back on my birthday.
That is true.
Well, good thing your birthday's 2 days from now. I'll have your fucking back then.
You're supposed to be a ride horse or die.
Listen, I gave up volleyball on Sunday for you, for your birthday, because I love you.
I feel like you shouldn't use that as leverage against him, though.
I'm not using it as leverage. Am I?
You just were.
I was just making a point to, like...
Cool. Cool.
Is that?
Oh no!
Are we slash S or slash J right now?
I don't know. Are you slash S or slash J?
I'm slash JOSH.
I'm slash JOing too.
I'm jack off seriously hard right now.
I hated that.
Come on, hey, come on. We're
oh my god!
I've been slain by the Lady of the Rick.
Sorry, I had a.
What? No, why did I do that? Why did I give it back?
Idiot.
Carrots were rare back in medieval times.
Oh, fuck.
I missed.
That's why King Arthur needed glasses.
Can I have it back?
I can see.
I can fight.
This is a very off-the-rails episode again. Three in a row, baby.
And it's going to be a fourth down.
It's kind of like all of our episodes.
This listener-submitted story comes from us from...
Dead name.
Okay, they don't include a name.
Absolute jester of you.
You know what? We'll just say it. Paige!
Okay.
I was gonna say, just use their initials. Their initials are PP.
Could stand for poo-poo.
Or pee-pee.
It could.
Or piss-poop or poop-piss.
Or we could be fucking adults here.
Or am I the asshole for being upset at my husband for pissing on his poop?
What?
One more time.
Paging good story. Hello, hello. Hi, Judgy's Pod.
Hello.
I recently started listening to your podcast, and let's just say this is a Christian story for sure.
Can we do like a he lied, she believed, but like Judgy's piss baby peed, Judgy's pooed?
Okay.
I feel like there's something there. Somebody better than me get on that.
Teo, you're good with words. My husband, 29.
Cool. Checking your right wrist.
My husband, 29, and I, 28, have been together for 12 years.
Dump him.
I've always knew that he wasn't a cleaner by any means, but I know he does feel motivated to do a few chores on his own.
Okay.
We recently added a little one to our family, and I was pumping milk.
Weird place to pause.
Well, they have milk/breast. And
I was pumping breast?
They were pumping milk / breastfeeding the baby, doing all of her dishes. But in my brain, I read chunky, guys. You have to remember this.
Christian, you're not chunky. You're tall.
I'm just husky. I read husky.
I had a teacher call me that once.
In
front of the whole class, a math teacher. She said, she called me a husky girl.
Weird.
In sixth grade.
When you were fit, I imagine.
Yeah.
A fucking 12-year-old.
Yeah.
I would have done a classic chocolate pudding prank and make it look like she shat herself.
You just opened up a real deep old wound.
Christian,
I'm sorry about this.
Christian reads big boned.
I was pumping milk, breastfeeding the baby, doing all the dishes, the cooking, the cleaning, and still working while he was working and occasionally picking up a few of the chores around the house.
Sounds like Erica.
We had a lot of communication about this issue.
Never mind.
So he started cleaning more to help run the household.
Do you want a tissue?
Yeah, he needs one.
Nah, I'll be fine. Just let me slop it up.
I'll pick back up with my last sentence. That way we can just go and cut all this. I'm Sir Josh the Unfunny.
Wait, why did we laugh at that? He's not funny.
It's sort of like an ironic thing. Mm. At, not with.
Fast forward to our baby being 8 months old. My husband is doing more cleaning now, and a lot of the pumping and breastfeeding demands have been lifted. Things were all good, until I noticed he used the toilet and left a huge skid mark in the bowl.
In the bowl? Okay.
He's been getting better at cleaning, so I wanted to give him some time, maybe like a day or two, to realize, hey, that's nasty, and we're busy after all.
A day or two? How thick of a skid is it?
That's what I was thinking.
In the meantime, I resorted to using the downstairs bathroom. Well, a week goes by, and the skid mark has only been slightly eroded by the flushing of a toilet.
Crazy.
That's a big fucking skid mark.
It's an impressive skid.
Maybe they have, like, high-efficiency toilets, where it uses, like, less water for pees. Like, you know how there's, like, the two buttons? Like, you can do a piss flush or a poop flush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A one water or a two water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I decided that I need to bring this up to him because it's just gross.
Red water or blue water.
He explained to me that he pees directly at it in order to whittle it away faster instead of just grabbing a toilet brush and the toilet brush and cleaner and just giving it a quick clean, you fuck.
Yeah.
I explained that this is gross and unhygienic of him, which I disagree on that part. He told me that, well, 50% of the population does that, insinuating that all people with penises are peeing on skid marks to remove them.
They are.
He told me that we are.
If there's one there,
you're gonna
try to.
First
hit
off,
it.
Now you have a target, and then you get the satisfaction of like, a little bit more. I'm cleaning off, and then you can kind of be like, like add a little pressure behind it.
Yeah, this is all true. This is all facts. The man does not, doth not protest. I.
We're just saying that's how it goes.
If it was at my house, I wouldn't leave a skid mark. I wait one flush. That's my rule.
Yeah.
I'll take a shit and like there's a skid. I'm gonna go do something. And when I need to pee again, if it doesn't go then I'm like, let me grab the toilet brush.
Correct.
Because sometimes shit takes care of itself.
Yep. It soaks, like the bowl soaks it and it's, you know.
But you best believe when I'm pissing, when that skid mark is still there, I'm trying to hit it.
You're trying.
And I'm going,
listen, if I had one and could do that, I would too.
Yeah. Maybe I buy you a Nerf gun. Not a Nerf gun. Maybe I buy you a Super Soaker.
Okay,
just and then like you piss into the Super Soaker.
No,
and then you can.
We'd have to get a funnel too. Can you put that in the budget? Super Soaker and funnel.
Funnel and a Super Soaker. I don't know.
We can funnel some funds to that
and a tube.
Oh my god!
No, wait. Can you guys just like siphon?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
That still requires a tube.
Fuck. He then told me that his college dorm mates and him coined the term "pissing on poop." Their senior year.
Pissing on poop isn't...
That's not...
I don't think you can coin that term. This is like the Candy Crush debate we had the other week. You're just... You can't be like, I do this really cool, unique thing that I thought of a cool word for, and it's just peeing on poop.
I coined the phrase eating a hamburger when I was 6, and...
So now I just say it every time I eat a hamburger. I say, I'm going to go eat a hamburger.
It's this really cool inside joke I do, which is I'll sort of go to, like, I don't know, Five Guys and be like, I'm going to eat a hamburger. Why would you get a hamburger at Five Guys? You'd get cheese, obviously.
That is true.
What if he's lactose intolerant?
Don't go to Five Guys. It's worth it. His dorm mates and him coined the term pissing on their poop senior year when someone dropped a big old stinky, sloppy, skid marky deuce. It was their strategy for cleaning the skid marks up.
Yeah.
But I need you guys to weigh in here. Am I the asshole for being mad about this?
If it's been over a week, no.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's in your own house. That's where I draw the skid line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's in my house and there is visible skid marks, I'm going to clean it. And the longest that's going to last is, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
But if I'm in public...
Yeah, you're going to leave it.
I'm going to leave it and wait until I got a piss before I leave that stall.
You're going to stand in first, the stall?
I want to have first dibs.
You know what?
At pissing on the shits.
He is right here.
Sometimes I'll sort of bring in a tourniquet. That way I can sort of tie off my balls where the pee is stored. And then take a shit. Famously,
give me that back. I didn't even hit you. Famously, I hit the mic. Give me it back.
Famously, every pee time isn't a poop time, but every poop time is a pee time.
We might not...
There's left to it. So I'll sort of tourniquet my balls.
Give that back.
And then that way I can poop. And then hopefully, by the grace of the gods, please. Ow! Please stop hurting me. I'll tourniquet my balls.
Joshua!
And then, final story of the night. Another.
Don't throw that actually hurt.
Listener submitted story.
Did that hurt?
Yeah, it's heavy. Oh, God.
Ow.
You deserve that.
Ow.
Remember when you thought you were going to play volleyball tomorrow and then you tried to blame it on me for it being my birthday?
Ouch.
Are you okay?
No.
Read the freaking story. If I can't talk about tourniqueting my balls, she can't
make a neck Ninja injury. Turtle hands caught my brother's puke is the title.
What?
Listener submitted story. Ninja Turtle hands caught my brother's puke.
Oh, this is another listener submitted story?
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, guys. Love the pod.
Hi. Thanks.
Here's a story of one of maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Hope you enjoy. The night was Halloween, and I was at a costume party at a friend's house.
Ooh.
I brought two of my brothers with me and a bunch of booze, of course. Oh, wait. Booze. Of course. Lots of drinking was had, and it was a great time.
Love that for you.
I was dressed as a slutty
swinger. I assume that's where it ends.
I mean, I can finish it there. I was dressed as a slutty sailor, because why not? But my friend decided on a more elaborate costume choice. He chose to go as the Red Ninja Turtle, Raphael. So earlier that day, he shaved his head completely bald.
Whoa.
Painted his entire body green, and then taped his fingers so that they would look like the weird Ninja Turtle hands.
I respect committing too much.
Yeah.
I do think the Ninja Turtle hands was a good touch.
Was this college?
Has to be.
If it's college, it's fine. Anything past the age of 22, what are you doing? Get your life together.
There's no details on it. Well, I have to assume.
Late bloomers and didn't go to college till they were 23.
Even more embarrassing. If they're 25 in college and they still decide to stick out like a green thumb.
Boo.
That was actually a really good joke, Josh.
No,
it wasn't. I liked it. Taped the finger on his hands together so they'd have the weird Ninja Turtle hands the way they have three stubby fingers on each hand. Cut back to the night of the party. One of my brothers gets super wasted. And this was when it happened. My green little Ninja Turtle buddy was talking to my brother and I. And in almost slow motion, I turned to see my brother has started puking onto the carpet.
Okay.
And as I take a quick step backwards, at the same time, Raphael overhears.
More like Ralphael.
That's actually a really good joke too,
yeah.
Josh.
Yeah. Too bad Dong Hell No wasn't there.
That was a bad one. Raphael shoves his stubby Ninja Turtle hands underneath the puke stream in an attempt to catch it in his fucking hands.
Why?
Now, we're all kind of wondering, why was this Raphael's immediate response to seeing somebody puking? He later told us...
You're taped.
When we asked him about it.
Yeah.
Saying,
these two are taped and these two are taped.
No, he taped these two to the thumb. That way he can't close them.
It doesn't say that.
It's implied.
No, it's not. Go on,
have you ever watched?
So sorry.
Have you ever watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes, that one time where we played the drinking game.
That's right.
And we were fucked up within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember the rest.
Well, Tapril O'Neill made it so that they were taped together.
When we asked Raphael why his immediate response was that, to seeing someone puke, he said, well... He owns a carpet cleaning business, and he is used to that sort of dirty work, so it was fine to him.
What?
And he didn't want to make...
No.
He didn't want as much puke getting onto the floors. So I guess this makes sense?
No.
Mm-mm.
So that's my story. My brother and I still find it funny to this day.
I thought he caught poop. What was the title?
Puke.
Why did I hear that as poop?
Ninja Turtle hand caught my brother's puke.
Oh. I don't know what about you reading that title made me think that he was reaching through somebody's leg to catch shit. That was where I thought this story was going.
Well, I'm glad it didn't.
Kind of been
He's
impressive.
A carpet cleaner. He's going to catch the Cleveland Steamers.
Do you really think that?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I understand the natural urge as like if I'm puking unexpectedly to try to catch it myself.
Yeah. But to catch somebody else's puke?
To have, like, the dad reflexes to be like, oh, someone's puking. Let me...
just store that away for later.
It's just going to... It's going to be like a spoon under a water faucet.
Yeah.
And it's just going to go everywhere. Mm-hmm. Unless it was the chunkiest, thickest puke.
Stop.
Like, and it has to be, like, oh, like fake puke when on a TV show and they just put, like, oatmeal in their mouth.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we've all tried to catch our own puke in here. It never works.
Goes through your fingers.
You never tried to...
Yeah.
Are you serious, Josh? You've never tried to catch your own puke?
No.
Wow.
I've always been like at a toilet when I'm puking.
Or, wow.
Or
never, like,
outside.
Been spewing?
Not
like, trying to run to a toilet?
No.
Wow.
I never spew Flex. Anything. Puke, bullshit.
It never works. There's like two reactions. That's either you catch it in your hands and you instantly spill it. Guess what? Your hands don't hold that much volume.
Maybe
or
not
you,
yours.
Or but... you try to do this and you cover your mouth and it then it's like.
It's just sitting in
it's
your
like
mouth.
Thumb
you
on
just,
a hose.
Well, yeah, it's like thumb on a hose. It's like you just added extra pressure to it. So now it's like you accidentally hit the person standing next to you and it comes at a weird angle and a way higher velocity.
It's hit the person. I've only ever done it in like private. Like, I'm running down the stairs to get to my bathroom.
No, I've never done that.
Well, I've never hit somebody with it, but I do like to imagine at some point in my life this will happen.
I can't wait till Olsen does this to you.
He will for sure do this to me.
He's puked on me more times than I can count.
It's kind of like pissing at a 90-degree angle. Like, puking at a 90-degree angle is kind of funny.
It would be very funny.
No.
Just a little bit
peeing at a 90-degree angle is funny every time, and it will never not be funny. Ricky.
Yes.
Let's get the frick out of this place.
Ricky.
That's me.
Out of this place.
Okay.
Lady of the Rick.
Lady of the Rick.
That's me.
The sword and the Rick.
Doth can find no thou can find
Eth.
Findeth ye judges on
Prancer.
That's my joke. On social media platforms like YouTube, Patreon, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, some other stuff. And if you can't find it, you can Google it. And that's at Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod. And I doth protest. Proclaim.
Okay, proclaim like that.
That you, if you would like to send us a listener submitted sound, a listener submitted story, you can do that at our email. That's judgiespod@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line whether or not it is a listener submitted sound or story, and make it catchy.
Also, Patreon's cool. Gives us money. Gets ad free. If everybody ad that free. Listened gave us a dollar, we'd be richer than Elon. Think about that.
We wouldn't.
Eventually.
Eventually. Before the heat death of the universe, we'd probably be richer than him.
Okay.
The inevitable heat death of the universe?
Probably not, because he's also going to continue getting...
Oh, I don't want to think about that. We'll catch you on the other side, guys.
Other side of what?
Me being 30.
The flip side.
Hugs and pisses.
I forgot about hugs and pisses.
I did it. I love it.
It's great.
How about shrugs and pisses?
No.
Boo.
Carrots, carrots, carrots. Carrots. Instead of tomatoes.
Bye.